Okay, but now let's get into some Torah. Ayin Abayis, we are in the middle of the discussion of all of the questions and the comments that the Anshei Alexandria had with Rabbi Shimon Chananya. They asked him three Divrei Chachma, three Divrei Agada, three Divrei Boros, and three Divrei Derech Eretz. We are in the three Divrei Derech Eretz. They asked him, how can somebody become wise? So he said, you have to sit. You have to sit and study Chachman, study Torah. I, many tried. Well, you have to have tefillah as well. And the Gemara says you need both. You need your establish and one needs the tefillah as well. What about riches? Same thing. You have to be marbe b'schora. The Vilna Gaon doesn't like that girsa. Either way, b'yisev itid b'emuna, as we mentioned at the end of last year, and tefillah together will achieve the result that one wants. Third point, last line. Mayasa adam yilo banim zacharim. How would a person merit to righteous, upright children? Literally male, but it means proper children. Amalahem yisa isha ha'oganeslo. Marrying a woman who is appropriate for him. V'yakadish atzmo b'shas tashmish. And also being sanctifying oneself b'shas tashmish at the time that he is with his wife. Amru harbo also came loho ilu ay. Many tried and it didn't work. Ella, as we said, yivakesh rachamim yimisha banim shalo. Ask Rachmanis and Tfila and Davin from he who children are his. Shneamar, as it says about God, Hinei Nachlas Hashem Banim, Schar Pri Habaten. My Kamash Malan, Daha Below Ha Lo Sagi. This without this is not enough. As we said, one needs both. So this is the third one relating to children. Wisdom, riches, and children. The Meiri here says also that when one is looking for a wife, one has to make sure that one looks for these midos. You also have to have your ishtadlus. The ikir ishtadluso, lisa isha haogeneslo, shetehe yoda'as ubikia, begidul banim, litora ulamidos ma'alos v'chein b'chol hadvarim hatovim v'hanoim. What one looks for in a wife is someone who could be a mother, a proper mother, and give proper chinuch to one's children. That is the mi'iri right here, the ishtadlus that one has to have in terms of looking for a wife. Says the Gemara, my schar pri habaten. What does it mean? The schar pri habaten, the last phrase, we quoted the pasuk from Tehillim, relating to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in charge of children, and it is the reward for pri habaten, the produce and the fruit of one's stomach. What does that mean? Amar Bichama Bar Chanina, we had this chazal earlier in the Masechta, bischar shemashin asman rebaten. As a reward for those husbands who delay bibeten isha, who delay in their wives' stomach, literally. Kadesha tazria ishto tchila, nozen l'Hakadosh Baruch Hu schar pri habaten, so that the woman is mazria tchila, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives schar to that. As the Gemara says earlier a couple of times, that when the isha is mazria tchila, then it's banim zacharim. If the isha is mazria tchila, then it's nekevos. If they're both mazria, then it's not clear what it's going to be. Either way, that is what the Gemara says, that when one is masha asma babaten. The Mefarshim explained, this means that one, the idea behind this hashkafic point of mash and asman babatin is that even the act of the husband and the wife being together is an act of kedusha. As we know, it is something holy, and the focus is not supposed to be selfishness, but the focus is supposed to be giving. Right? The Nesivus writes in his Akdama to Shir Hashirim, I think I mentioned this before in this Masechta, that he gives a mashal. He says, let's say you have a beautiful painting. Let's say you have a beautiful tower in a certain country, and everybody from all over the world comes to see the tower. It's gorgeous and it's beautiful, and everybody says, wow, amazing. And then there's an artist that makes a picture of the tower. It's so lifelike, such a great painting, and everybody looks at the picture and appreciates the tower. Wow, it's amazing, it's beautiful. And then all of a sudden, vandals come, and bandits come and scribble all over the picture. And people look at the picture, and they start saying, oh, what a disgusting tower, what a dirty tower. They don't realize that it's only because the picture was violated and the picture was scribbled over and colored. But the tower inherently is beautiful. It's just that vandals and pirates came and scribbled over the picture. So says the Nesivus, so too the act between the husband and the wife, the act of the Maisabia, which is meant to bring them close together and to show love for each other, says in our world, you know, it's become dirty. It's become sullied. It's become unappreciated, where it's not used for the right purpose. Rahman al-Islam, the greater Kedusha there is, the greater Kedesha is possible. But that is, at root, inherently, says the Nesivos, what the act is supposed to be about. It is Kedusha. And again, this relates to the beautiful point in Rav Dessler. Rav Dessler writes that in Chelek Aleph, in Kutras HaChesed, talks about this. This is a much quoted piece. He talks about the Koach HaNesina and the Koach HaNetila. And everything in life, every act that we do in life at root, either comes from Nesina or Netila. Kashabara Elokim Esa Adam, writes Rav Dessler, when Hashem created man, Asa'u Lenosein V'Notel. We are givers and takers. Koach HaNesina Hu Koach Elyon Mimidos Yotzer HaKol Baruch Hu. Koach HaNesina is really following God. God is the ultimate giver. Shehu Merachem Umeitiv V'Nosein. He has Rachmanis and he does good and he gives. Mibali Kibel Davar B'Tmura. And he gets nothing back. God gets nothing from us, basically. We express our Akaras HaTov to him. Asher Zeh Shor Shavod HaSeinu. And that's what we have to do. Because we could do that. But we have koach hanesina in us and koach hanetila. Ava koach hanetila, hu asher yisaveha adam limshokhil avet kol ha'tobah b'tchumo. When we eat, we're taking, basically. Anyway, when we go shopping, everything in life is either nesina or netila. Yesh asher lakach v'lo yishalei me'uma. Sometimes we take and we don't give anything for it. And in a sense, that's gazlan, or a ganav, or a ramai. And other times, we give. Every act, and he goes through it here for a couple of pages, giving and taking. And then he says, in Perek Dalid, in Shoresh Ha'ahava, in Shoresh Ha'ava, he says beautifully, Hirganu Lachshov, we usually think, says Rav Dessler, as Hanasinu L'Tolas Ha'ahava, we think that giving is a result of love. I love, and therefore I give. I love my children, therefore I give them so much. I love my friends, and therefore I give them. I love my Talmidim, so I give them. Ki la'asher ye'ahava adam yedivlo. Whoever a person loves, he gives to. Aval ha'svara ha'shniyahi. But, says Rav Dessler, there's another svara. Ki ye'ahava adam is prima asav. Why does a person love their children? Be'hargeshu asher chilek min atzmi yiso bohemu. Because I feel that they're part of me, because I gave to them. The more I give, the more I love. Not the more I love and therefore I give. I give. If I want to love more, I give more. Why does one love their children so much? Because they gave so much to them. Im ben yihyeh asher yelad o'imein, o'chai asher gidel, v'im tzamach asher nata. Doesn't matter if it's a child or it's a plant or it's a garden, anything. Or a bayis asher bana. Hinei davuk l'maisi yadav ba'ava. I am connected to that item. Ki es atzmo yimsobayam. I find myself in those items. And that's why he says that's the pshat of the psukim in Parshas Shoftim, when the pturim from the Chozer HaMelchama, Miyesh Asher Bana Bais V'Lochanach, whoever built a house and wasn't mechanech yet, whoever got married and didn't get to live with their wife yet, V'chulu, why do they all go back? Because they gave already, and therefore they love those items, whether it's a house or a karam or an isha. And he says that's why they're going to be on their minds, and that's why they're not going to be good fighters, and therefore they can go back. And he even did an experiment. If you have a father who has two children, one of the children lived with the father for years and years, and the father gave to the child and brought up the child, and the other one, Rahman al-Islam, wasn't around, and he came back. There's going to be more love that the child has for that son that he gave to, because Nesina leads to love. And therefore, connecting it to our Gemara, Chazal knew, Yekadish Asma b'shasa tashmish, and a person should be masha asman bebet and isha, because that makes the act into an act of giving. And this act is supposed to be one that brings and fosters love between ish v'isha. It's a matana from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he allows the ish v'isha to come together in this way, and it's supposed to be a nesina act, not a netila act. And by being masha asma, by delaying bebet and isha, so that's why Chazal is telling us that it turns into an act of nesina, which ultimately leads to an act of love, which then helps foster and deepen the love of the relationship between the husband and the wife, which is what the act is all about. Okay, we continue. Beishamei Omer Mechulu. Back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah we had earlier on Daf, Samach Tasim Abeis. Machlokas Beishamei Beis Hillel. Beishamei says all women have the status of Nida after they die. Mesos Nidos. And therefore we have to treat all of the begadim and everything they touched, mesas nidos. We treat them all as nidos. And Beisol says no. Beisol says, a nidos, ala shemesa nida. So what's the reason for Beishamai? If a woman's not a nida, why do we consider her a nida? So Beishamai yom rechulu, my tamayo de Beishamai, e neima mishum dechsev, is it because? Vatischal chel hamalka, because the pasuk says in the Megillah, and we know the Gemara from Maseches Megillah, that the Esther Hamalka was scared. And Rav says this shows that she became a nida right when she became scared. So being shocked and scared causes nida. So hachanami. So here too, aga biasusa de malacha de mosa chazia. So maybe because why do we consider that she is a nida when they die? Because it's the fear of the malacha of us. And that shocks her into becoming a nida the second before she dies. So is that it? And it's pashtus adinda araisa, if this is true. Veho anantana. And then we would have to figure out how does Beis Hillel argue on this, if it's adinda araisa. Veho anantana. But we learned earlier in the Mishnah on Daf Lamates, shacharada mesalekat sadadamim, the opposite. That charada, shock, removes the dam, removes nidus. If a woman is expecting her period, and remember the case, she's in a cave hiding out from the enemy, and charada is mesalekat sadadamim. Right, even if we hold Vestas Daraisa, we said earlier, she doesn't have to check because we assume that it was misulak because of the fear. So does fear cause it, or does fear remove it? So the Gemara answers, Halokasha, Pachta Tzamis, Biasusa Marafia. Pachta, which seems to be it's a fear, but it's somewhat of an expected fear. Tzamis, that's what meaning the woman who's in a cave, who knows, who sees it coming, the enemy is coming, and she's scared, that dries it up, and that does not cause it. But biasusa, a sudden shock, marafia, that will cause nidus, that would soften what's holding the nida back, the uterine lining, and therefore it would cause nida. So different types of shock. We mentioned when we did this earlier in the Masechta that women have different reactions. Various women have different reactions. Does it cause nida or not? Being in shock, maybe it removes it, maybe it causes it. Interesting that this is not in the Shulchan Aruch. This halacha about being worried that charad, that the a shock would cause nida in somehow, is not in the Gemara. We do have one side of the din, meaning in Kuf Pei Dal of Ches, the Shulchan Aruch says, "Ha'itanechmis b'machmei b'bnei pachad v'yigia shas vesta ina choseshes lo." She's in the machmei and the shas vesta, she doesn't have to be choseshes for it. And the Rama adds, "V'yishar and dafkeim of her vestas lo batka v'lo hergisha tarav lo b'dika v'lachachilas richa b'dika l'chachilas." She's even check even b'machmei. But the second half of the line of Biasusa Marafia is not in the Shulchan Aruch. And this bothers the Chasam Sofer. Chasam Sofer wonders, why isn't this in the Gemara? This Chasam Sofer is quoted in the Pisachei Tshuva, in Kuf Pei Hei Tezvav, all the way at the end of the Pisachei Tshuva, Kuf Pei Hei, quotes Chasam Sofer, in Kuf Sama Gimel, Be'isha She'ira La Pacha Pitom, a woman who had a sudden shock, V'yachar Kach V'layla Shimsha, and the next day, or that night, she was with her husband, Ula Machar Matz'a Sadina Meluchlach Badam, and the next day she finds dam meluchlach all over. The gamalei shelo, and he checked the afterwards. He cleaned himself off after the ma'aseh bi, and he also found dam shebavade b'shas tashmish haya. It must have been in b'shas tashmish. And therefore we added. She had a ra'ada. She had a fear yesterday. Says chasam sofer ein srichen kapara. We don't have to assume that she was a nida b'shas bia. Maybe it happened afterwards. What about she had a fear afterwards? Shouldn't we say biasus, if she has a fear, it causes the dam? Given the ayish lo b'shas vesta v'yav shekodem atash b'shnis pachta v'pachad alo lohavidam k'disa benida davayin aleph. And even though it's the Gemara says on our Amud that it brings the nidus, haynu shapachad marafio mischalchelas l'sha'a berega hapachad. When does the Gemara say, what does the Gemara mean that it brings the nida immediately, right away? She's shocked. Dam shoots out because the whole thing, the whole lining, you know, is in shock from the whole body being in shock. And she has a hargasha right there. Ve'inenu kishar ha-mikriyim she'chayshina she'ma rasa tibas dam kechardo o she'ma argashav alav adaita v'chadome. This isn't like a case of something happens, you have to be worried that maybe she saw, she didn't realize. No, here she was shocked. So if she was shocked, we have to assume that maybe it came out. Kim yatsa b'men adam yatsa b'shefa u'l'shaita u'b'hargasha rabba. She didn't feel it right away. You don't have to be worried that it happened. That's why in our case where she didn't have it right away, and it only came that night, we don't have to assume it came from the fear, from the shock factors. That's the Chatzam Sofer. That's why it might not be quoted in the Shulchan Aruch, because it's a davar pashut. If she's scared, she'll see right away. If she doesn't see right away, then you have to, nothing to be worried about. The Meshav Davar, the Netziv, also has a similar tshuva, a woman who sat down on something, Chelik Beisim Alam and Gimel. She sat down on something and all of a sudden she got injured and she was very scared about what happened. Also, the Netziv says that if she did not see right away, she didn't have the hargasha right away, then there is no problem. So he says at the end of that shuva, Ukumo Esther, Shergisha Bifnim, Shinifta Khalalim Shabaki, Kozman Shala Ragisha, Ain Lachish Klau. Aval Al Lahaba, Yishlacha Shatakash Vatira, Vaha, Shame Yashvin, continues. Oh, again, only if she sees right away do we have to be worried. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, Ela Haditznan. Oh, just one other hour. The Sharam Siyana Balacha here quotes a Chubas Hagaonim. Chuvas HaGaonim, with some Gaonim say, maybe this Biasusa Merafia is the real source for Dam Basulim. We mentioned back on Daf Samachay, in the second Daf in this Perek, what is the reason for the Chumra of Dam Basulim? So a couple of suggestions were given. Why isn't this just a regular Damaka? So some Gaonim say, because it's Gorim Dam Nida. And we mentioned the Rashba, maybe you have to be worried, maybe somebody is a Baki Bahataya. We mentioned a couple of reasons. The Rosh was really the one that we held. Lakol Mesura, really, Dam Sulem really is given over to everybody, meaning every Chasan is with every Kala. They're not going to know the differences between Yigiyas Van Aliros, Lo Yigiyas Van Aliros, Bulgaris. That's why we make one din across the board. But the first suggestion that we made was the Gaonim that say, because maybe Dam Sulem causes Dam Nida. Why is that? So the Sharm Siyan Balacha here quotes, I think Rav Haigon, that says, maybe it's based on this fear factor and this pain factor. The woman is in pain, right? When the Psulim are ruptured, it's tremendous pain, so she's in shock. So maybe that would cause Basulim, and all the root of it is right here, Biasusa Merafia. Maybe it would cause Nida, and the root of it is right here, Biasusa Merafia. We continue. So Elaha, right, 12th line or so, down from the top, Elaha Ditznan, 1 second. This was the first suggestion for Beis Shammai. Again, why does Beis Shammai say that all women are considered nidos after they die? Because it's Pashas Adin D'Oraisa, so we assume that she, the fear of the Malach HaMaves, causes her to become a nida. Says the Gemara, that doesn't work though. Elaha Ditanya, the Brisa says, Beis Shammai Omrim, not only by women, but Beis Shammai Omrim, Kol Ha'anoshim, Mesim Zavim. All men that have died are considered Tumas Zav. Ubeis Hill Omrim, Ein Zav, Ela B'misha Mesav. And Beis Hill again argues, no, a Zav is only one who died as a Zav. And the question is here, what? We're going to say the same svara for Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai says, because it's the fear of the Malach HaMaves that caused the man to become a Zav, but he wouldn't be a Zav in that case. Why? Ikri kan mi b'sarov, alo mach b'sonso. As we learn, one of the differences between a Zav and a Zava is that a Zav cannot become a Zav Machmas Onso, while a Zava can. So therefore, it's not going to work. We mentioned the differences between a Zav and a Zava. It has come up a number of times in the Masechta. So you have to come up with a different Svara for Beis Shammai. The fear factor and the scare factor is not going to work. So Ella the Gemara says, you're right, it's not a Din D'Oraisa, it's a Din D'Rabbanan. Ella time at the Beis Shammai, Kedetanya. As follows. Barishona hayu matzbilin kelim al gabi nidos mesos. Originally, people were matzbil kelim on nidos mesos. Meaning only when nida, when a woman was in nida, when she died, that's when they told, or matzbil the kelim, the begadim she was wearing. And basically everybody knew that she was a nida. Vahayu nidos chayesos misbayishos. And the nidos that were alive were very misbayish. Why? Because as Rashi says here, okay, fine, when we're alive, we're treated differently. Right, in those days, they might have had separate tents that they went to. The Ramban by Lavan and Rachel, right, describes that they had a separate tent and they didn't even go near her, they didn't even talk to Anida. So originally, that was true. But the Nidos Chayos said, oh, even after we die, we're gonna be different? They were very upset. So Hiskinu, Shimatvilan al-Gabi Kalanashim, Bebrikvodesh al-Nidus Chayos, they made a takana, okay, we're gonna treat all women the same after they die, and therefore nobody's gonna be misbaish in terms of that. Similarly, Barishona Hayu Matvilim Agabi Zavin Mason. Similarly, originally they were Matvil only the men that were Zavim, Bahayu Zavin Chayim Mizbaishin. And again, the Zavim, the men who were Zavs, were Mizbaish. We're going to be treated differently even after we die. At least after we die, everybody should be equal. Hiskinu Shimatvilim Agabi Kol Ha'anashim, Bebedikvodin Shal Zavin Chayim. So again, they made a takana that they are tovel all men to treat them equally because of the covet of the Zavin Chaim. Okay, so everybody's equal in the eyes of God and in the eyes of man after they die. Says the Mishnah. Next Mishnah. Ha'isha Shemesa, once we're talking about the end of the previous Mishnah, spoke about what's the halacha about all these women Shemesu, Ovikachavim Shemes, and now we continue along those halachas. Is there Tumas Nida after a woman dies? So Pasha's no. We'll see why. Ha'isha Shemesa of Yasin Man Raviyaz Dam, a woman who dies, and after she dies, a Raviyaz Dam comes out, Mitama Mishum Kesem. It's Mitame, a person, Mishum Kesem. What does Mishum Kesem mean? In contrast to what? Mishum Kesem. So Rashi says that this is not really a Ri'iya. This is not a re'iyah. Why isn't it a re'iyah? Rashi says, "V'avagad lachar misa lav roehi." It's not a re'iyah. It can't be called a re'iyah after misa. Why? The Meromi Sada says right here, the Nitziv, that either because there's no hargasha after death, or it's not considered coming out derech rechem. It's called yotzei dofen. Has the halachic status of yotzei dofen after the death. And either way, it's not a re'iyah. We'll get back to that by the Shem in a minute. But what's the language of kesem? So both Rashi and Tosfos say that kesem here is not in contrast to nida, because this sounds like a din daraisa now. It's just in contrast to revias dam for tumas ohel. Why? Because dam for tumas ohel requires a revias, and this only requires a mashahu. First Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi says the dam nida b'mashahu. That's what it means kesem here, not ksamim. But like a regular summon that we have been spoken about. But dam nid b'mashu, dimishim tomas meis, lo matami, ala revius. Tosa says the same thing. So kesem here is in contrast to revius. Not in contrast to nida. The Rambam is not 100% clear in his Lashon whether this is a din d'oraisa or a din d'rabbanan. Again, Rashi and Tosa seem to say it is a din d'oraisa. It's a din d'oraisa that this dam is tame, which the Gemara will talk about it more. But the Rambam in Mishkav Moshav in the end of Perek Dalid says, Ha'isha Shemesa v'yatsami men adam, a woman who dies and dam came out after she dies, mitame mishum kesem kidam hanida. It's Matami Mishum Kesem, because of Dam Hanida, Shahamakar Makam Matame, as we'll get back to in the Gemara. Ava Bishiyasa Dam Acha Shemesa, even though the Dam came out after she died. The Ein Kan Nida, and there is no Nida. Ho, Umimakum Tame Yatsa Matami Tumas Ksamim, as we'll see. But it doesn't mean Ksamim like in the normal sense. Vimhayabo Revius, Matami Ba'ol, Umatami Mishum Kesem. And if there's a Revius, it's Matami Oel and Kesem. So it sounds like Daraisa, but it's not 100% clear in the Rambam that this is a din d'oraisa. The Rashi, though, here, the basis of it all is that it can't really be a re'iyah. It's not called a re'iyah after death. Right? And that's the discussion here, Rashi and Tosfos, but it's still in terms of tuma, the dam can still be tame, as we'll see from the Gemara, because of makar makom tame, but it can't be a re'iyah. Rav Shechter uses this Rashi and Tosfos in Ginas Egos, in his third sefer, in Lamdis, in Simon Chaf, where he talks about the definition of birth, begeder leida. Geder leida. And he quotes a Ragachover who says the definition of a leida is that the baby comes out mikoach harechem. The be'ina shetchifas avla lachus tia mikoach harechem. Kach hagdar is re'iyah. Just like a re'iyah is that the uterus pushes out the blood. That's the definition of a leida, and that's the definition of a re'iyas dam. Ubiyesh maka bebnei me'ayim shagaremes adam laseis, and therefore if there is a maka, if there is a polyp, if there is some other reason that the dam is coming out, this was the note of Yehuda that we discussed a number of times already, where there is psichas kever minat mi bachutz, some other source, some other generator for the dam coming out of the uterus, so then, mikomakom ein kan re'iyah. that might not be a riyah for tuma. So we're going to have, if it was in the makom of the makar, maybe it's tummy anyway. But in terms of calling it a riyah or a leda, says the tzafas paneach, says the ragat shaver, that it has to be the uterus causing the dam to come out, the uterus causing the baby to come out. Ve'ein isha tumei min haTorah. Together, riyah hainu sheheicha shaharechem dachaf es hadam latzeis lachutz, where the rechem pushes the dam to come out. Achen lefi pshuto hayanir shemidrabanan, she's tumei anyway, even if it doesn't happen, because that's the whole idea of ksamim. And therefore, benafkamina ladina bazel leisha shiyoti dami makora machmas polyps sheina rechem doche vesadam hu latzeis achdam zemina makor. And he says that's the definition. V'apisa higdir the tzafas paneach. Yes, higdir hagon bal tzafas paneach is inyan hargasha dezeo. And he says evenly that's what the tzafas paneach says. The whole point of a hargasha is, as we mentioned many times, hargasha, the three types of hargashas, or two types of hargashas. What's the point of a hargasha? Hargasha is to tell me that the uterus is what caused the dam, pushed the dam out. The zeo, right, what are the hargashas? A body, the two real hargashas of the Rishonim. Right, the a body tremor or a psichas piyamakor. So those reflect, those are simanim. The zeo bechtei lekvoa sharechem dochev et adam lachutz. To belavachi, without those, ein kan din re'iyah min haTorah. It's not called a re'iyah because you don't know that the uterus caused it. And then he quotes, Rav Shachter quotes the idea that we quote in the name of Rav Yashiv, but now he quotes it in the name of the Darkei Tshuva, that Bizman Hazeh, we know many women, and most women don't have these hargashas. So what, you're going to tell me that all women are only nidas Durabana Bizman Hazeh? So he says, no, according to the Tzafas Paneach, it's not true. The hargashas are only simanim that the uterus pushed out this dam for the normal period that this woman is expecting. But if we know that this is a normal period anyway, even without the hargasha, then it's Daraisa anyway. The kalsha on a yodim shezui re'iyah haregila hachadashis shel hadam haba bevadim in amakar ve'enes l'nishum safek sharechem dachbu l'adam hazeh lachutz. So then it will be tamei Daraisa anyway. And then he quotes our machlokas, our discussion, Rashi Tosfos, in terms of dam lachar misa, and he said that's exactly the point, because you can't have a re'iyah lachar misa because the uterus did not push out that dam. That's Rav Shechter and Simon Chaf in the Ginas Egos. Okay, we continue. We did the first line of the Mishnah. So the woman who is a woman who dies and Revi'ah dam comes out is metamei mishum kesem u'metamei ba'ohel, and it is also metamei ba'ohel. We'll discuss that in the Gemara. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, no, in metamei mishum kesem rishneak mishum esar. Rabbi Yehuda says no, it didn't come out until after the woman dies, and therefore it's not metamei at all. It's not metamei mishum kesem. The most it's going to be is just dam in a mace. So it's revi'ah dam for ohel. That's it. Umod Rabbi Yehuda, but Rabbi Yehuda would agree. Bioshevas alamashbev amase. If a woman dies in childbirth for a chana litzlan, v'yatam en revi'ah dam, she metamei mishum kesem. If a woman dies in childbirth and dam comes out, then Rabbi Yehuda would assume that dam was already ne'ekar before she died, and therefore it is metamei mishum kesem. Remember, we had in the first Mishnah in Perek Yotzei Dofan on Daf Mem that the dam doesn't have to come out of the woman's body to already be called dam nida and be metamei her, but right when it moves, right when it moves, kolan hashem metamas bebeis achitzon. The Mishnah said all women are metamei right when it gets into the beis achitzon. Shenemar dam yezova bivsara. Right, men not zoven balkari only after it comes out, but the women, the nida and the zova even earlier. So here, Yehuda would say if the woman is in childbirth, we could assume it came out earlier. Amar Reb Yosi lefichach. Therefore, because we could assume it came out earlier, eina mitame ba'ohel. It is not mitame ba'ohel because we assume it came out earlier. Only dam that comes out from a mace is mitame ba'ohel. Says the Gemara, michlau de Tanakama savar avagav de neker dam mishem mesem mitame mishem kesem. What was the first machlokas in the Mishnah? First machlokas was the Tanakama says it's mitame mishem kesem and ohel, and Rabbi Yehuda says no. It's not mitame mishem kesem because it came out beforehand. It came out afterwards, and therefore it's only mitame mishem ohel and not kesem. But the Tanakama who says it's mitame mishem kesem is assuming what? Even though it came out after she died, it's mitame mishem kesem. Why is that? Right? Let's say add in Rashi's line. It's not a re'iyah, so why should it be mitame? So, Amar Zeiri, you're right. This isn't a re'iya type of tumah, but it's makar makom atami, it could be nayu. As we've had a number of times in the Masechta, makar makom atami, if dam is in the makar, or passes by the makom of the makar, we say it might become tami. Machlokas tanaim, whether that is true, but that's the machlokas tanaim makar makom atami. And whenever we quote this, we point out the Tosfos on Daf Tezayin, who says this is a halacha Moshe Mitzrayim, because after all, it is a rule breaker. It is tumas beis hastarim. It's a tumas maga that's a beis hastarim, which shouldn't work, but it does. And also, dam usually needs a revius, and this does not need a revius. Tosfos says it's a halacha l'Moshe mi Sinai. And the Rishash makes that ha'ara there earlier on Daf Tezayin. The problem is the Shitas and Rambam. The Rambam seems to contradict himself in terms of what he paskins. The Rambam in the halacha that I just read before, relating to the Mishnah, the Rambam says at the end of Perek Dalet of Hilchos Metamei Mishkan v'Moshav, he quotes, Afa b'yatsa ha'isha shemesav yatsa v'ner dam metamei mishim kesem kitam anita shaham makar mikomo tamei. He quotes Makar Makom Matame. That's the Rambam in Mitani Mishkav Moshe. If you look at the Rambam in Isurei Bia, two places, but I'll read you one. In Ches Yud Dalid, V'chein Isha, Sheraz Da Machmas Maka, Sheyesh Lo B'Makar, a woman who sees Dam because of a Maka that she has. Ava B'Sheraz B'Shaz Vesta Hita Hora V'Adam Tahor, Shahavestos V'Devrayim V'Chulu. Dam tar? What do you mean dam tar? Even if it's bakas maka. It's one of the nafkaminas the Gemara spoke about. Makar makom atameh. So that's a big problem with the sheet of the Rambam. All the Akronim trying to figure it out. The Sidrei Tara, in the back of the Shulchan Aruch, suggests that maybe it is because, maybe the difference is between whether the dam originated there or the dam was just passing through there. Dam originating there is tameh and passing through there is tar. You got to work that out in the language of the Rambam. It's not so clear. The Noda Yehuda suggests that maybe it's only when it is in the makar is it metameh. And that's the language of makar mikomo tameh. It doesn't just say makar tameh. It says makar mikomo tameh. So the Noda Behuda, that we mentioned once before, earlier in the Masechta as well, that maybe it's only when it's mechuber to the makar, is it tame, and then you gotta fit that into the words of the Rambam as well. Either way, the Rambam obviously is saying something, just gotta figure out what his chiluk is. We continue. Says the Gemara, fourth line in the Gemara, Umode Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda is mode that, even though Rabbi Yehuda said that the earlier dam that comes out after she dies, is not Matayim Shem Kesem, but if she's giving birth, then we assume that the blood came out earlier because she was having a baby, and therefore it is Tamei Mishum Kesem. And Rabbi Yossi adds, and not Matamei Mishum Ohel. Mod Rabbi Yehuda, Michal Tanakama Sarei Baol Namei Matamei? Same kind of question, just the opposite. The Tanakama must hold, not like Rabbi Yossi. Tanakama holds, it's Matamei Mishum Ohel also, even though it came out B'chaim. So the Gemara says, no. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Dam Tfusa Ikebeinayu. Rav Yehuda says that the discussion in the Mishnah of Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi, the machlokas is really about dam tvusa, which is dam that is tamei midrabanan. If you know dam came out, the Mishnah, how can the Mishnah there be a machlokas about, you know, dam, if it came out after the woman's alive, it's for sure not dam. That's dam, that's metame b'meis. So Gemara says, you're right. It's not talking about that type of case. The case that's being referred to is dam tvusa, which is dam that there is some type of suffix about. It's tame midrabanan. So what is dam tvusa? So the Mishnah gives a couple of, the Brisa gives a couple of suggestions. Ditanya. Ezel dam tvusa. What is dam tvusa? By the way, what is the lashon of tvusa? So if you look in the Pirush Mishnayos of the Rambam, in Ahalus, see on the side of the Gemara, it says that the Rosh is bothered why our Gemara quotes a Brisa and doesn't quote the Mishnah. But if you look in the Mishnah in all, it's Beis. The Rambam says, Tavus is from the Lashon of Ta'aroves, like Misboseses Bidamayach. It's mixed up in the blood. So Misboseses is from the word Tavusa. Tavusa means Ta'aroves. So the Brisa says, Detanya, Eusel Dam Tavusa. What is Dam Tavusa? Pirish Ablaz Rabbi Yehuda, first opinion. Rabbi Yehuda says, "Harug sheyatz menu dam bein b'chayi bein b'moso." Somebody, Rachman al Islam, was killed, and dam is coming out of some during his life, some after he died. Savik b'chayi yatsa, and you're not sure whether the dam came out while he was still alive. Savik b'moso yatsa, maybe it all came out, or Rabbi Yehuda's dam came out after. Savik b'chayi b'moso, maybe a little bit before, a little bit after. You see a dead person, and you're not sure. So zeh dam tfusa, that's dam tfusa. That is Rabbi Yehuda's shita. And therefore, it's a suffix, and that's what the Gemara is talking about. That's what our Mishnah is arguing about. V'chacham say, that's not dam tvusa. That's a Savik Daraisa. If you don't know when Dam came out, and it could be that a Revius of Dam came out after the person died, that's a Safik Daraisa. That's not a Safik Darabanan, which we would call Dam Tvusa. The Chama Omer Birshas Ayachit Sveiko Tameh. Birshas Arambim Sveiko Tar. In your case, Rav Lazar of Yehuda, we would say, no, you go by the regular rules of Safik Tameh Birshas Ayachit, Safik Tameh Birshas Arambim, which we had all the way back on the first daf of this Mesechta. Birshas Ayachit, Safik is Tameh, learned out from Sota. Sota is a Safik, and we're still Matameh her, Besafik, until she proves her innocence, and Birshas Arambim Sveiko Tar. So that's not... That's a daraisa, not a durabanan. So before we get to the Chachamim's definition of Dam Tfusa, how could we answer for Rav Elazar ben Yaakov? So the Chassam Sofer right here said it must be that Rav Elazar ben Yaakov holds of a Svek Sveika. It's a Svek Sveika, a double suffix, and that's why we are Makel. Why? Kivan de imyatza kulo mechayim. Maybe it all came out when the person was alive. And even if not, maybe Rov came out when the person was alive. And still it's not a problem because it's batel. And don't tell me that that's one suffix, what we call shame ones chadhu or shame suffix chadhu, because each of those possibilities would have a different halacha. If it all came out, mechayim, it's not metame b'maga or b'masa at all. And if it rubo came out mechayim, but there is a miyut that came out after the person died, it would still be metame b'masa. Mishum miyut hameurav. Dilainyin tumas masa lo mahani bitol. The tuma kamanti isadame. Tuma is not batel. Quotes the Tosfos in Maseches, in our Maseches earlier, Gemara Maseches Bechoros. That's Chassam Sofer's suggestion. What is the svara for Rav Elazar ben Yaakov? Rav Elazar ben Yaakov, he holds of a svek sveika, and that is why he is mekel. But anyway, that's the first opinion. He holds that the suffix is Savik about everything, and it's still only a Savik Durabanan. V'chachamin, the Chachamin though say, no, there's a different idea of what they think Dam Tfusa is. Ezeo Dam Tfusa. What is Dam Tfusa? Harug, Shiyase Yemenu Revias Dam B'chayev Ubamoso. No, a Harug, that Revias Dam came out, both Chayev and Moso. But meaning what? For sure, a Revias of Dam did not come out B'moso. Some of it came out B'chayev. Vadayim lo pasak, it still did not stop coming out. We'll get back to that line. Let's finish first. Savig ruba b'chayev u'miuta b'moso. Savig, if Rov came out b'chayim and Mia came out after he died, or savig miuta b'chayev ruba b'moso. And savig the other way, zeo dam tfusa. Dam tfusa is when you have that savig, you're not sure if it came out Rov before, Rov after, but if for sure it didn't all come out afterwards, that's why it's only durabanan. It's for sure not tame da'oraisa. But if Rov came out b'miso, we would be gozer durabanan. Mishum tuma daraisa. That's what Rashi says. I mihu I havinami ruba lachar misa into masam in a Torah. Derevius shlema de mespa idan. You need revius afterwards, but we'd still be goes there in that case. But that is the 2 days of what dam tevusa is. Tosas here, Dibra Maslachi Garcinan, has three opinions. What does that extra line mean? Va'adayin lo pasak. What does that mean? In the Rachachavim's definition of dam tevusa, what does it mean? And it still didn't stop. Rabbeinu Shmuel says, I don't know what it means. Kasa Dalois Parish. But then Tosas quotes three opinions. He quotes the Re. The Re says, Vadayan Lopasak Adam Mishemes, Vishem Aholik Varamba Sheba Revius. There's a suffix that maybe it's a Revius here. Maybe it's a Revius Shlema that came out. Vyavagat the Hashaleka El Aruba, La Harmisa, the Gazru Atu Kulo, Midinam Fusa, Avakashareinu, Kishapasak, Mishemes Lo Gazru Olaf. The Chiddush is, according to the Re, that if you didn't see the Dam still coming out, you would definitely not be Gozer, Rov Atu Miut. Rov atu all. It's only because it's still flowing do we have such a gzera. You need that mitzias in order to make such a gzera. Number one. Number two, Tosas quotes on the third wide line, Rabbi Yehuda ben Rabbi Yantif, Adayin lo pasak, that means it's in contrast to dripping, which we'll have soon. We'll talk about dripping. It's flowing and not dripping. Okay, we'll have to see what the kula is in a minute in the Gemara, and then he quotes at the end, Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam Afarish Vadayin Lo Pasak Sha'achar Shenoda Lanu Shemes Ra'inu Shelo Pasak Bevada Ikamil Achar Misa. It's just to tell me that there is some. Vadayin Lo Pasak is just to tell me that there is some Dama still coming out. Meaning, if you don't know anything, maybe you have to be Machmir. If you think it might have all, I mean, you wouldn't have to think anything if it all came out before he died. But it just means that it's still coming out. Okay, you have to go through these three opinions to exactly figure out the emphasis of each one. But just to mention them quickly. Is what we did. Let's continue now in the Braisa. The first part of the Braisa had a machlokas, what is Dam Tfusa, or was Rabbi Yehuda versus the Chachamim. Now we get into another machlokas. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Haruk Sheyatza, Mimenu Revias Dam, If somebody, same case of a horuk, that dam is coming out, but there is a hole, he's lying on a bed, and there's a hole that's catching the dam underneath him, and it's dripping out. So what might you say? We have a principle in halakha sometimes that's called kama kama batel. That if the first drop of something has a certain status, then everything that falls into that status achieves that status also, because it's batel. Let's see, you have it in Isser v'heter, like sometimes kama kama batel, in other areas. So here you have it here. The first drop of dam that came out was b'chayim. So maybe every drip that goes into the dam mechayim loses its status, and therefore there's no tumas meis. So Rabbi Yehuda says, no, tame, he does not say that. No, because the drop of death is mu'rev in it. What does that mean? Does that mean the dam from the moment that he died? Either way, it means the dam from when he died is mixed in there. You don't say kama kama bato. V'chachamim mitarin, and the chachamim say tar, mipnei, sherishon rishon nifsat. The chachamim say, no, because it's dripping, it's not flowing, you do say kama kama bato. So the Gemara says, Shavar kam l'Rabban l'Rabbi Yehuda. Isn't that a good taina? The Rabban said to Rabbi Yehuda that you should say kama kama batel. Rabbi Yehuda l'taimei, de'ein dam mevatel dam. Yehuda says, no, dam is dam mevatel dam, min b'mino is eino batel, and therefore Rabbi Yehuda says that you don't say kama kama batel. We're just quoting all of this because it's the second half of the Brisa that was about dam tfusa, which is what we explained the Mishnah's discussion was about. Once he mentioned Yehuda and ein dam dam and min b'mino ein batel, you can't not mention the Ran. The Ran in Nedarim Daftun Beis, right? Top 10 Rans in Nedarim. The Ran there, Nun Beis Aman Aleph, discusses the principle of Rabbi Yehuda, min b'mino ein batel. He actually uses that shita, Rabbi Yehuda, min b'mino ein batel, to explain the shita, the principle of davar sheish lamatirin not being batal. Why isn't a davar sheish lamatirin batal? So one suggestion is given by Rashi in Maseches Beitza, where Rashi says, you know what? You might as well wait. If it's a davar sheish lamatirin, so why rely on bittul? You might as well wait, and then it'll be totally mutter. The Ran, Nedarim, and Beis Man Aleph has a totally different shot. Why davar sheish lamatirin is not batal? And he bases it on why min b'mino is not batal. Says the Ran, V'ksav Rabbi Yehuda, t'hainu t'amim shen t'bim b'mino v'abata, l'fi, shekal davar shehu dome l'chavero, eino machlisho u'mevatzlo, ela ma'amida u'mechazko. Bittul is based on the principle of a clash. If you have a clash between two items, they clash, and one overpowers the other one, and the one that's overpowered loses their identity. But if you have two things that are not so different from each other, and there's no clash, then they could coexist. They could coexist. That's the svar for min b'mino not being batel. Bittul means there's a fight. Min b'mino, they coexist. O mishem hachi, svir le Rabbi Yehuda, b'kulhu isurei, to min b'mino la batel. That's Rabbi Yehuda, and that's dam b'dam is not batel. V'rabbanu amash v'lehu. The Rabbanon generally don't hold of this. Why? To become makom, min b'mino, de isur v'heter, in domen zelazeh. The Rabbanon don't hold of min b'mino la batel. They hold of the same svara, that bittul is based on a clash. But the Rabbanan would say, if you have min b'mino, but one is aser, one is mutter, so that's enough of a clash. So what, that they're both min and mino? They're both the same thing. But one's aser, one's mutter. And that's two totally different worlds on an hashkafic level. That's a beautiful point. That's not min b'mino. Kiva dechad aser v'chad shari. She'en roi leilich achar dimyonon be'etzem, ela achar chilukan be'isr v'heter. It's a great line by the Ran. For min b'mino, in this context, you don't look at what they are inherently in the physical realm, but what they are in the halachic realm. Ela, and that's why the Rabbanan do not hold min b'mino lo batel, because they're different. There is a clash. But the Rabbanan do hold of it by davar sheish lamatirin. Davar sheish lamatirin is not batel. Usually it's isser beheter, and therefore it's batel. But the isser that has a matirin, it has a little heter to it. So it's like heter beheter, and there the Rabbanan would agree that it is not batel, because they coexist. That's min b'mino, and then the Ran continues here. Feel free to continue looking in this Ran on Daf Nun Beis Aleph in Nedarim. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, we're continuing the Braisa. The Braisa had the last section. We had the Dan Tfusa section, then we had this dripping section, and then we have Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon, Omer Tzolov, Alha Eitz, Shadama Shosis La'aretz, Rachmana Litzlan, somebody who is hanged, and is on a, whether he was crucified or whatever it is, he's Tzolov Alha Eitz. He's hanging there dead, and his blood is dripping down. Shadama Shosis La'aretz, Benim Tadakhtav, Rabbi Yazdam Tameh. And he finds Rabbi Yazdam under him, that Dam is Tameh. Because you assume it came out la'achar misa. Rabbi Yehuda Matayr, Shani Omer, Tipa Shal Misa, Omer Deslo, Gabi Ha'etz. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, because I assume the Tipa Shal Misa is still on the eights, and therefore it is not Mitame. V'Rabbi Yehuda, name it Yehuda Nafshev. What I don't understand, though, says the Gemara. Rabbi Yehuda here says, oh, maybe the Dam Shal Misa is on the eights, so why didn't in the previous line of the Braisa he say the Dam's still on the bed? Rabbi Yehuda, name it Yilvanafshe. Shani Omer Tibishal Miso, Medas Lagava Mita. Rabbi Yehuda, on the bottom of Amun Aleph. Rabbi Yehuda said that if you have dripping down into the Guma, it's Tameh, because the Tiba of Misa is mixed in. So why? It's stuck on the tree, but it's not stuck on the bed? The answer is correct. Shani Bimita de Machalkala. A bed shakes. A bed shake as the Misa occurs, and therefore we assume that the Dama of Misa is not on the bed. Good. Next Mishnah. Barishona ha yomrim hayoshevas al dam tahor haisam aramayin lapesach. We're away from Misa now. They used to say that a woman who was yoshevas al dam tahor, a woman during her days of tahor after having a baby, haisam aramayin lapesach, she is what's called in halacha a tevulas yom arach. Tevulas yom arach. She can eat ma'aser sheni, as we'll see in the next Mishnah, but she can't eat truma or go into the Beis HaMikdash until after day 40 or 80. She is what's called the Tevulas Yom Arach. She could be with her husband, but there are certain limitations. So she has a Tevul Yom, in general, he has the status of a Sheni Latuma. So this woman who has the status of a Sheni Latuma, they used to say she could pour water to be used for the Pesach. What does that mean? Rashi says she's not allowed to touch the water, but she's allowed to pour the water from one kli to another kli for the Pesach. What does for the Pesach mean? Rashi says to wash off the carbon Pesach. The Rambam says it means to use for the baking of the matzahs. We'll get back to that at this time. But either way, to be used for the Pesach. What's the chiddush? That she is a sheni latuma, and a sheni latuma cannot make a kli tame. Right? A kli is only tame from an avatuma. So a sheni latuma cannot make a kli tame, and we're not worried that she's going to touch the water. So, which is going to be used for kachim. Chazru lomar, but then they said, Harehu, they made a takana, Harehi kemagata memes lakachim gedivir beisilah. Beisilah says, they gave her the status, drabanan, of maga tamemes. A tamemes is a rishon. A maga tamemes is a sheni, so she's a sheni at least for kachim. For kachim. What does that mean? That they said, if she touches kachim, it's a problem, but, beisilah, according to beisilah, there's a kula here. The water is not kachim. The water is going to be used for kachim, but it's not kachim itself. So Rashi explains that Basil says that they made her a sheni, which is a chumrah, but they allowed her to even touch the water. Beishamai yomer af ketamei meis. Beishamai says, no, they made her like a tamei meis, which is a rishon, and a rishon can cause problems even more than a sheni. Good. So the Gemara says, what changed from the Havamid, from the first line of the Mishnah to the second line of the Mishnah? So Ma'ara in Ogaslo. The first line says she's only allowed to pour the water without touching it, only pour from kli to kli. Alma, why can't she touch the water? Right, the water is not kachim. It's chulin. Alma chulin shenasa. Taras hakodesh kekodesh damu. The first line, we originally went with the shita that chulin, that is nasa, taras hakodesh, which is made to be used with kachim, is kekodesh damu, has the status of kachim. That's why she cannot touch it if she is a sheni. Ema seifa, but the next line changes. Chazru lomar harihi kemaga tamemes lekachim. Lekachim in lechulun lo, only for actual kachim she cannot touch, but chulin, the water, she can. Alma chulin shenasu al taras hakodesh lav kekodesh damu. So once they made that takan, it's not kekodesh. And who is that like? That's what that Basilo says, but Masisa mani Abishalu he. And that's like Abishol, Detanya Abishol, Omer Abishol says, Tful yom. A Tful yom was a sheni, tchila. La Kodesh, Litam, Eshtayim, Velifsol, Echad. Tful Yom is considered a Rishon regarding Kachim. What does that mean? Litam, Eshtayim, Velifsol, Echad. Litame, when something is Metame, something else, that means it not only makes it Tame, it gives it over the clock to be Metame others. Lifsol means it's Metame and does not give over the power to be Metame others. So we know that Kachim is the only item in the world that could become a Revi'i Latuma. Truma could become a Shlishi, but a Revi'i is only when it comes to kachin. So that's what it means here. It's full yom. It's considered a rishon lakodesh latamishnayim. It could do two steps for kachin, meaning make it into a sheni and a shlishi to continue the tumah, and it passels echad and one level after that, making it into a vi to make a tummy, but that tumah cannot be transferred. Okay, so this is all the different levels of what status a woman who is Yosheva Saltab Tohar has. What status that she has, that is the halacha. Good. In terms of the machlokas Rashi Rambam, I mentioned machlokas Rashi says we're talking about what's used to wash the Karman Pesach. The Rambam says, Lishas Hamatzos we can talk about at length, just to mention one interesting shita. The Shulchan Aruch talks about the lechatchila, if one can bake matzahs and knead matzahs on Erev Pesach, it's very risky, but if you could do it, you do it. And the Shulchan Aruch says in Siman Tav Samach in Hilchas Pesach in Lashon Matzahs Mitzvah v'lo Ofenosa al Yidei Eino Yehudi v'lo al Yidei Chereshot V'Katan. We don't use a non-Jew or a Chereshot V'Katan to wash, to knead the matzahs with. And the Shulchan Aruch quotes, very unusually, quotes a Rishon by name, Harash Hayimishtadel b'matzahs mitzvah v'omid al asiyasa umizareis ha'uskimba umisayev arichasa. The Rosh used to be in the matzah bakery. He used to be mishtadel in the matzah mitzvah. He used to stand there and be involved in the doing the matzahs. V'chein roi l'chol adam la'asos l'itabel hu ba'atzmo ba'mitzvah. And the Shulchan Aruch says it's appropriate for everybody to do that. Mishnah Berurah, quoting the earlier achronim, mitzvah bo yosmei b'shlucho. Just one ha'ara. The source for mitzvah bo yosmei b'shlucho is the Gemara, the first Amud in the second Berakin Kedushin, by marriage, where the Gemara says, and by Kavod Shabbos, mitzvah bo yosmei b'shlucho. So it's interesting, Kavod Shabbos for sure is a Hechsher mitzvah. Mitzvah bo yosmei b'shlucho. So it's fascinating that the Gemara applies the principle there to the Hechsher mitzvah. What about the other one, marriage, Kedushin? So that's a machlokas Rambam Rush. The Rambam says marriage itself is a mitzvah, Kedushin, the Rambam and the Chinuch. And that's why applying mitzvah bo yosmei b'shlucho there is not so controversial. It's not such a chiddush. But the Rush, the Rush in Ksubis, right, Rush in Ksubis, the first parak says that marriage is not a mitzvah. Marriage is just a Hechsher to Puravu. So, but you see from that Gemara that according to the Rush then, the Gemara is applying the principle of mitzvah bo yosmei b'shlucho by Hechsher mitzvahs. So here too, Lushitaso, the Rush was involved in the matzahs himself. Tav Samach Beis in the Shulchan Aruch, because mitzvah bo yosmei b'shlucho applies to Hechsher mitzvahs, not only mitzvahs actually. Says the Mishnah. Let's finish up. Umodib shehi ochelas b'maiser. Both Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel both agree. Everybody agrees that a woman who is a tovilas yom aruf can eat maiser sheni throughout that time, because b'kotzol chala, and she can make chala. She can be mafresh chala. Umakefes v'kor l'shem, but she can't be kori shem on it, because if she's kori shem while she's holding the chala, chala has the status of truma, so she can't. Do it in the normal way. So what does she do? She takes off a piece without designating it, and then somehow puts it together and is kori shem. What does that mean? Rashi says she puts it into a kli, puts the kli next to the rest of the challah. She doesn't touch it. We're not gozer that she's going to touch it, but that's already considered min hamukaf, which is how it's supposed to be mafresh challah when it's all touching each other. You put the kli next to it and kori l'shem. The Ramban here and earlier points out that is that enough for mukaf? Mukaf, it has to be touching. See, mamish nisha touching, so that if you pull them apart, one pulls from the other one. It's not good enough. We had the ritva earlier. An important ritva. The ritva we had earlier on Dav Zayin in the Zekas Nida. Same machlokas we had there. The ritva says, Pirish makefas mamish, you noshko zubazu. The alvagab de mukaf betruma uba maestris sagilon shehe bebayis bemakamamishtamer. Even though mukaf for truma and maestris is enough in the same house, shiny chala is different. Dechsev racious ariso sechem. There's a higher standard of mukaf by challah than there is by chumas and maestras. Beautiful ritva earlier on Daf Zayin. So that's a machlokas Rashi and the Ramban and the ritva here. The question is, how does Rashi defend himself? Or the Ramban and the Ritva quote Mishnayis and challah. So the Aruch Laner here says there's a difference between when do you need that it has to be all connected, mamish, with neshicha, that if you pull one side, the other side also comes. That's only in terms of requiring a shear, says the Aruch Laner, to answer up for Rashi. Ein kosha al Rashi. But mashal pirish kim mashal bimashin bina neshicho tziref sal. The yesh lama shemefarish is a dafkal at tzarif linian shir. If yesh beis isos vein bekala chalavado kashir. If you want to make sure there's a shir of chala, that's what requires that tziref. But regarding mukaf, you don't need this. All you need is smuch and zelazeh, and in a kli is good enough. So they agree because lachal b'kavas lachal l'shem v'im nafal meirokum idam tara al kikar shel truma shutar. And everybody agrees if one of her liquids comes out of her, her saliva or her dam, that's not matame truma, right? It's not like a ma'ayan of a zava. Beishamai omrim sricha tefila b'achrona, and one more machlokas. Beishamai says she needs requires tevila at the end of her 40 and 80 days. Ubeisel omrim ainis sricha tefila b'achrona. Beisel says she does not require tefila b'achrona. It's interesting. Just to end with this, it's ironic that if you remember back to the Mishnah on Daf Lama Dalid, where we had a machloka b'sham and b'shillel about dam yoledes shelo tavla. If a dam of a yoledes, which was not toveles, after her days of tumah, b'shillel says, until she goes to the mikvah, it's tamei daraisa. B'shamay says, no, automatically, even if she wasn't toveles yet, it's only tamei b'durabanan. And here b'shillel says, you don't need tefila b'achrona. So it's a little just ironic, it's not a stira, but it's just ironic to think of this Mishnah and that Mishnah on Daf Lama Dalid. Okay, we'll have to stop here with the Gemara. And Beis Hashem, we will continue with the last two dafim coming up in Shas. Again, today's shiur, we thank Michael Leitner from London, who sponsored the shiur in my honor. Again, we should be zochet to continue to learn a lot together. Okay, we'll stop here.